The holiday season is upon us, and today we're going to bring you an audiograph about how one family celebrates. It involves a crown of candles, mischievous elves, and a lot of Swedish. KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs tells us more.
If you celebrate Christmas, right about now you might be starting to look for the perfect tree, or bake cookies, or stress out about presents. I do all that too, but I also start looking for my long white nightgown, a glitter crown to wear in my hair, and I start singing Swedish songs under my breath. That's because it's the beginning of Lucia season. It's named for Santa Lucia, or Saint Lucia, and it's Sweden's biggest Christmas tradition. Here in the Bay Area, many of us learned that song as part of this choir.
They listen to me yell all afternoon. Okay, singers!
That's the choir's leader, Karin Gensler. She's also my mom.
Okay, do I have all the singers?
My mom has been bringing me to Lucia since I was 4 or 5 years old. Her mom immigrated from Sweden in the early 1950s and brought her to Lucia when she was a little girl. Mom's really attached to her Swedish roots. You can tell by my name, Nina Inga Margareta Maud Gensler-Debs. For the past 12 or so years, my mom's led the Bay Area Scandinavian Children's Choir. They rehearse at the Norwegian Seamen's Church, a sort of hub for all kinds of Scandinavian activities here in San Francisco.
If you have a tomte outfit, that's great. If you have a gingerbread, a peppercocks outfit, that's great. We are totally non-sexist. We have girl tomtes. We have every kind of peppercock out here. So
tomtes and pepparkakor. These are Swedish Christmas elves and gingerbread cookies. There's a whole cast of characters in the procession, but most are angels. And one lucky girl gets to be the Lucia, who wears candles in her hair, electric candles, that is, and leads the whole procession.
Let's start with our silly song, okay? If you're happy and you know it.
Rehearsals are led in English because there's a range of kids here. Some of them are fluent, many know just a little Swedish. Like 7-year-old Olivia Olmqvist.
I could say hello, hallo, and some people ask me to say cucumber, so gurka.
Two very useful words. She tells me that the choir is a great place to learn more Swedish.
Take a big breath. Okay. God afton. You're inviting everybody to a party.
God afton, good evening. The party they're welcoming everyone to is the annual Swedish Christmas Fair, a day-long event where the choir performs 4 times.
And where do I have tomtes? So the tomtes are going to come sneaking in. And again, it's easy to watch them rather than remembering to sing.
During this song, the tomtes, the little Swedish Christmas elves, come creeping through the audience as the rest of the choir sings Tomtarnas julnatt, the tomtes' Christmas night. The song is all about elves creeping into people's houses in the dead of night to eat food and have a party. These mischievous elves are a much tamer version of the pagan spirit Santa Lucia was originally supposed to ward off. The Swedish tradition comes from the Italian Santa Lucia, a young Christian martyr who may or may not have gouged out her eyes in order to demonstrate her dedication to God. Yikes. Santa Lucia is symbolized by a lantern, and legend has it that people summoned her for help against the evil spirits that would come on the darkest day of the year.
And the image of a young woman with candles in her hair bringing light to the dark winter was something that was very appealing and adopted by Swedes as a major winter festival.
Light in winter is important in dark northern countries. In Sweden right now, the sun's only up for about 6 hours a day. rising around 8:45 a.m. and setting just a little before 3 in the afternoon. So a lot of darkness, and people are very ready to welcome Lucia as a beacon of light.
The Lucia is sort of like the queen, and her attendants are sort of like the princesses. It's a very exciting thing to be Lucia.
It was just really fun telling all my Swedish family in Sweden, like, I got to be the real Lucia.
Mohini Ekstrand is 15, and she's been a part of the choir for about a decade.
And meeting Swedish people and being like, oh yeah, you know Lucia? I was the Lucia once.
I was also Lucia once, when I was 17. It was fun. I got a necklace and a special ceremony, and I got to sing my own song.
När jullagsmorgon glimmar, jag vill till stallet gå.
But the most fun was seeing how thrilled it made my mom.
My brother is also here on the West Coast. We've looked at each other and thought, isn't this extraordinary that here we are on the Pacific Rim with all of these families and children recreating our childhood.
Back at rehearsal, my mom is splitting the choir up into the younger kids and an older group, who will sing a couple of more complicated songs, like this one, Jul, Jul, Strålande Jul, one of my very favorites.
Jul, jul, strålande jul.
It means Christmas, Christmas, glorious Christmas, and the lyrics are beautiful. This means, roughly, heavenly crowns with sparkling lights, glimmering arcs in all of God's houses, hymns that are sung throughout the ages, eternal longing for light and peace. As I listen to the choir sing of light and peace, joy and harmony, I can't help but think of other groups of immigrants, migrants who have their own music and childhood traditions, people who are leaving their homes looking for somewhere to start again and find their own versions of peace and joy. So, to everyone seeking home, the choir and I want to wish you a most merry Swedish Christmas. God jul.
God jul!
For Cross Currents, jag är Nina Inga Margareta Maud Gensler-Debs.